You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. For those about to drink, we salute you.
This is Let's Drink with Formal Shark. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 11 of Formal Shark.
I'm just moving my mic because it seems sort of to the left of me. It's a bit Corbin'd. It's gone to the left.
You're allowed to use that. Is that...
It's a terminology.
Would that be an insult or a compliment? I'm not entirely sure.
It depends on your political leaning. I'm sure some far-right idiot would probably think it was very offensive terminology.
Yeah, but I mean, would Corbyn take offence or not?
Well, why? All I said was things to the left is Corbynised.
Corbynised.
It obviously depends...
Oh, it's a car.
Yeah, it's a car.
Quite a posh car. Oh, no, it's not. It's quite old. Yeah. Right, without further ado, beer number one.
Yeah, which one are you picking?
probably this one.
Something light, because we've just had a massive mixed grill.
Mixed grill for tea.
I'm just going to get Ben, because off the table, because he's licking up all the
meat juices.
Yeah.
This is a 330ml bottle. It's 5%. And I'm going to badly, describe this because it's German. It says on the front, Schoppe Brau Berlin, and it's called Molly, and it says Site 2001. I haven't got a clue what any of that means. And the back is written in German. Where was this one from?
This was from Flavely.
Surprise, surprise, it's all in foreign, it's from Flavely.
So if you Flavely, I get a subscription of 10 beers for 20 quid. Mr. Postman Pat delivers them to them. I'm at work and then I have to go and collect them from the local.
So that works out at £2 for this bottle. So, we'll see how
it's a way of getting random beers without having to sort of have the effort of going to a shop and looking at them. Or if you don't have one close by.
It's if you want beer delivered, it's definitely quite cool. Did you know BrewDog do a beer?
Yes, I'd looked at that. It's more expensive.
Yeah, but they do one with other beers in, not just their beer. But I definitely think people should try Flavely.
Yeah, and because of the price is why I tried it. Yeah, there will be a link. There's a link on Twitter, and Facebook.
So this is quite a pale beer.
Yeah.
It's...
Wow, what's that smell? I can't quite think of it. It's fruity. It's definitely very fruity.
It's got a... I can just smell lamb. And that's not because the beer tastes of lamb. That's because, actually, I had lamb for tea.
Okay, there's a very... It's almost lagery in taste. In that sort of very German sort of way. I bet it was better than that Newcastle beer.
It says on the back, Brewwasser, Gerstenmalz, Hopfen, Hefe.
That would go really well with a nice curry, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
You know, if you had if we just had, or given the food we've just had, it's cutting through the sort of acidity, not the acidity, the grease and horribleness. Not that it was horrible.
Yeah, you know, a bit like a palate cleanser.
Yeah, and it's cutting through that really nicely and just being quite light. Again, barbecue or something like that, a heavy meal. Very nice to go.
You could drink a lot of it and not realise it's 5%.
Was it 5%?
Mm.
Yeah, you could have easily...
It's very light for a 5% beer.
Yeah.
On the neck of the bottle, it does say... Farber, which from my German knowledge it means colour, and it's got a kind of a goldeny colour.
Oh, you've got more knowledge
it
than
says
me.
Bitterer, which presumably means how bitter it is. And it's got 2 out of 5. It's got Hopfen aroma, which must be something to do with hops. That's got 2 out of 5. And Malzen aroma, which must be something to do with malt. That's got 2 out of 5 as well. So I think it's a 2 out of 5 from them.
Right, we are pairing this with a mango beer.
And it's got a lovely picture of a train on
a bridge. Yeah, it's a very nice picture. It's a very nice beer.
Yeah.
So we are pairing this with mango beer, Pure fruit yo-yo with no added nonsense.
I thought you were going to say no added nonce. Like, I've never had nonce.
Do you want us to half a little?
No, we'll have one each. We'll have one each.
It looks like it should be like one of these things that, you know, the cappers where they used to like...
I've never had one of these. It's a sweet. And you kind of roll it, but it doesn't...
It doesn't unroll.
And
I think it's meant for like kids' packed lunches and
it's
stuff. Just,
it's chewy like a date or something.
It's like eating a tire. What I imagine a tire would be like.
It is.
You know when you eat a Lucky Band?
Yeah. Have you like ever a dry Lucky Band.
Yeah.
It's got the same consistency, the same look, and more or less the same taste.
Well, a mangoed one. It's one that's...
Yeah.
If you'd had a pool of mango juice and there was a Lucky Band in it. God, he's cool. He's got his hat
backwards.
A
dry Lucky Band. Oh, look at that. He's texting as well. Or is he sexting? Like, yo, yo, bitch, I'll be round now.
With my backwards hat, because I'm cool. It's the 80s and 90s.
The benefit of these is you do get a little card in them. It says, Honey Badger, don't care.
I think
it's possibly part of a game.
Maybe designed for kids' lunchboxes and stuff. You know, after Jamie Oliver came along and...
Not.
Made them say, you can't have Mars bars in.
But it doesn't... It's got quite a lot of sugar in it.
Of course, it looks healthy. That's all they're bothered about, isn't it? These yummy mummies on Mum's Net.
I learned today that it's added sugars, which tend to be the worst, rather than the natural sugars.
Mm.
And actually, there's a lot of healthy breakfast cereal out there that has more added sugar in it than the unhealthy breakfast cereal. So, if you're trying to eat healthy, double-check your boxes.
Yeah, well, you've always got to, because what they say is they make it look healthy, mm-hmm. but then it can be... It can be really... And then obviously fruits have lots in, but then they're not added, so they're more healthy.
So they're a relatively healthy sugar.
I don't have to wash my plates. Ben made them perfectly clean with his tongue. That's just so if you're hearing in the background, he's just licking the plates and getting stuff. I will rewash them before putting them out.
That's good.
Just so people don't think I'm a skank. I don't want them to do it, but I'm a bad parent. I'm the sort that would like give in to kids wanting Mars bars and stuff. That's why I don't have children, basically.
The other one I learned was because beer doesn't have added sugar, it's relatively good for you.
It's liquid bread.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like a flapjack, but without the sugar in. Yeah. Really, isn't it?
Yeah.
With some hops on top. But hops are healthy. It's a plant.
Essentially, if you're dieting, you don't have to cut beer out.
Is beer a sin, though?
If you drink as much as us, you probably
need to. Is it a sin or a point or whatever?
I don't know. It's potentially different. and the other one is if you're about to do exercise, don't take anything sugary, because when the insulin naturally grows in your body, it stops the fat burning stuff. So, no, it's dietary advice.
What we should
advice.
Be doing is rating the bastard
it's
beer.
It's dietary advice.
Right.
I'd give the beer about 56, 57?
Yeah, I was thinking high. I was looking at the sort of... Should we say 56?
I mean, if you were thinking higher.
No, I was thinking 56. Do me.
56.
Right, we'll put that on the stuff and then we'll get back to you afterwards.
Okay, you're going to do that now.
Yeah, so see you in a minute.
Beer number two.
Oh yeah, I am somewhere near the right place to record.
Yeah. Phil was getting a bit curious in terms of
the internet. Not the internet. The software sometimes confuses me. Anyway, beer number two.
The big bottle.
Yeah, I'll do the big bottle.
Okay, this is a different kind of shape, 500ml bottle. It's called Jaipur. Jaipur, and it's from Thornbridge Brewery, and it is 5.9%. And it's got a picture of is that a statue or a woman dancing? I think that's a statue.
Has she got her tits out?
No, the blurred out.
Oh, the blurred out. Just ring.
Yeah, just.
No.
And this is
priorities, right?
India Pale Ale, and it says at the top, innovation, passion, knowledge. How do you get knowledge from beer?
Well, I get lots of knowledge.
Presumably, it's the other way around and you lose knowledge with beer.
It depends if you're out with really intelligent people. If I've had
do you want a pot?
If I've had a night out with really, really intelligent people, the few friends I have that are intelligent, well, the one.
That last beer's made me really gassy and burpy. Oh, that's very light. That's lighter than the previous one.
It's very, very, very light. It's almost Carlsberg light.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not got a good smell.
It's got a light, subtle smell of, like, quite floral, subtle smell.
But I find that just probably too subtle.
Very nice and floral.
Whoa.
Very.
That's a.
Very subtle in its floralness. It's
definitely.
I'm going to say floral again. It's very floral.
It's like you're eating flowers.
Again, pairing with the right food, that would be really nice. You know, paired with a nice salad.
Yeah.
That would be really nice.
Actually,
we're not going to pair it with a salad, but.
No, but actually, that is. It's a very, very light beer. They're saying it's 5.6 as well.
Very, very tasty.
And it's very floral.
I think, I know I say it quite a lot, but a really hot summer's day.
You know, that's probably a good one for a really hot summer's day.
You know, a really hot summer's day. I'm thinking, hot summer's day, paddling a river or the sea, then coming out, having one of them, and then having an ice cream, and then if you're with somebody that you, find attractive, having a bit of a snuggle. If they mutually agree,
yeah,
in the sand, when nobody's about, just I don't want any of you getting done for indecent exposure.
You don't have to get naked to snuggle.
The way I was thinking you do.
Oh, hey.
And that would be a very good night. Man. Well, I'm wanting it to be a perfect night.
You don't want to have snuggle like that on a beach. You'll get sand in places.
And I think if you give that to somebody that's maybe not the biggest craft beer fan...
Yeah, well, I was going to say any kind of beer drinker. If you're not if you don't love beer because you find it a bit of a dirty taste or too bitter or too strong, this is definitely a step into the craft beer world to see what people can do.
Yeah, very light, very... obviously very refreshing in terms of taste. I'm quite pleased
surprising
that.
Because I kind of looked at the label and thought, you know what, that looks like a generic beer.
I've heard this good things about it. That's why I picked it up. Again, I'd been a bit thingied with it before
You pick this up from?
It was from Pip Stop.
And do you have an idea of how much it might have cost? Since it's not got it on the bottle.
Money. I just paid money.
Paid money.
It was about the £3 mark, if I remember rightly. But most of them were... above £2, but between £2.50 and £3.
Yeah.
If any of the Pip Stop ones we're reviewing in this show, the next show.
It definitely, it's, you know what, it's a surprising drink.
It's obviously, it's going to be up, what do you think, up in the high 60s?
I was thinking 65, 66.
Yeah, I was just looking at 66 at that point. So should we go 66?
Well, let's have a look at 66.
Well, yeah, we better check what 66 is, because you can only compare it, contrast against others.
66 is island hopping.
Yeah, I would put it exactly that.
I'd put it exactly on that.
Yeah. Right, we will write that down on our sheet that should go on our board when I can be arsed doing it, and then we'll get back to you for... Oh, no, we haven't paired it with anything.
No, I haven't paired it with anything.
We will pair this, I think, with a more classy. This is Tesco's Finest. It is toffee nut latte, is that it?
Yeah. No, you've got corn. The same posh. Latte.
Popcorn latte. With Belgium white chocolate.
Christ, this is proper middle class, isn't it?
Doing a fucking show about craft beer is twatting middle class.
This is full life. You can just expect somebody going, oh, Winston didn't do very well at school this week. He only got an A instead of an A+. But, you know, that means he only gets the Tesco Finest popcorn.
he doesn't get Waitrose Finest.
Exactly. It tastes like popcorn with shit on it.
Yeah, for the big massive description, it's like...
it's a little bit harder to eat.
Yeah. It's like cinema popcorn. With some white chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, whoever thought this up was... probably going, how can we make just sour shit popcorn with a bigger markup? Let's pour some white chocolate in the bag.
It's worse than cinema popcorn.
It's really hard to eat.
It's really...
I mean, I'm numbing on it.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I've got a handful as a mistake. You keep putting your hand in over and over again. Anyway, we'll get back to
you. I don't learn from my mistakes.
We'll get back to you after we've drank and eaten all this. Beer number three.
We need a lady voice to say that, so we can just press a button and it goes, beer number one, beer number two, beer number
three. No, what you mean is I'll have to edit it.
Well, we could
more effort.
We could spend effort and time to make like a proper sound bowl, so we can just press beers and get like bottle opening sounds.
No, can opening sounds. I like it. I like the au naturel. You're not going to do your bump before
you.
No,
I was
going to
pour
it
first.
Oh, right. Normally you do your bump then.
No, I'm going to pour it. I'm going to do.
Oh, you're
going
to be a rebel for once. Rebel, rebel. See?
So this is a can.
It's a can.
And I've poured it like a heap of crap.
I think we've had one of them from that brewery before.
We've had several from this brewery before. We've definitely raided one.
That funky. It's the. What fucking. Give us some information.
Oh my god, what information!
God, at the moment, just anything! The viewer, the listeners are getting bored!
So it is from the Flying Dog Brewery. It's called Snake Dog IPA. And it's 7.1%. It's a 330ml can. Sorry, it's a 355ml can, because it's American. It's got to be American at that.
Are their cans fatter than ours?
No, because they do it as 12 flow ounce. Which isn't 330, it's 355. I don't understand the 330ml. That must be. Sorry about the head.
I'm drinking really through a massive amount of head.
It's got a. Interesting. I've just burped and ruined the smell. And all I can taste is lamb again.
It's
very moldy.
See, nothing inspiring.
You know what? That's disappointing from them.
You know, other stuff I've had from them.
It's been good. I mean, when you consider Gonzo Stout, Imperial Stout that we had, that was just a more interesting flavour. This, you know what? It's a very American IPA flavour.
But even then, it's very much... it's.
You know, the overly malty and fewer bitter taste.
It's
that
just
you
not
tend to get
very
from the American IPAs.
Exciting, is it? It's drinkable. It's very drinkable. I'm not saying it's not a nice taste at all.
It's just nothing out there. Just looking at the board. See, we've got. I'm going to say... See, we've got Brooklyn Summer Ale at 52. I'm going to say it's around there, maybe not.
Yeah, 50.
Maybe a bit lower. So, what's 51?
51. I think 51 sounds about...
51's High Wire Grapefruit. See, I think that's worse than that. But it's not below that. I don't think it's having it. Could it be swept by 50?
Yeah, let's say 50. Right, what we're doing is we're pairing this...
with something a bit different.
With Warhead Extreme Sour Hard Candy from
That's
Tesco.
That's not Phil talking Geordie going, oh, it's Warhead. And Warlass. It's called Warhead.
Do you want the blue one?
No, I don't like blue raspberries. I don't like raspberries. What's that?
Watermelon.
Is that the only two flavours?
That's the only two flavours by the looks of it.
Oh, no. Black cherry.
Well, you can have black cherry. I'll have
basically... On the back, they advertise 5 different flavours, individually wrapped pieces, and we've got 3 flavours.
With one of them only having one in.
Yeah. Survive the sour, savour the sweet. It is extreme sour hard candy. It's a new look, Phil.
Fucking it's sour.
It's a new look.
Rob, you know when your cheeks go in?
Oh, motherfucker.
You know when your cheeks go in?
Oh, well, these are class. These are horrible.
Oh, I've had a sour one this year.
Oh,
it's one of those ones that goes after 2 seconds.
Oh.
And once you go through that, you're just having a normal sweet.
Yeah.
I like that if it lasts for longer is when it's really good. And now it's sweet.
Do you not like it when it doesn't last long, like?
Now it tastes sort of like what it should taste like. So yeah, well, that's a bad pairing with this beer. Actually, yeah. Is it?
Give it excitement.
Yeah, it's a horrible pairing with that sweet. That doesn't work.
If all professionals would read the beer beforehand and think of a sensible pairing rather than running around Tesco's.
If we were professionals, we'd be like, well, they use a light coloured malt with a citrus hop and boil it.
I love how your only malt that you know is light, dark, and that's it.
Yeah, well, I'm not a beer professional, am I? Not a beer nerd. There's not a lot to say about this beer. No. Disappointing from that brewery.
Yeah.
We've had so much better things. But it's the American IPA.
It's a nice beer. Don't get us wrong by any stretch of the imagination. If it's like you see it and everything else is a bit bland, it's going to be a nice drink. If you see it,
it's not horrible.
You know, definitely give it a gan.
But
a go if you're not from Geordie Land. But
I just
think
compared to the other two we've had, it's definitely the boring one. It's just.
Does that mean the winner? Oh, no, that's for the sum-up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for the sum-up.
Should we go to the sum-up?
We'll go to the sum-up.
Right, we'll go to the sum-up. You leave a little ditty and then to the sum-up. So up to the sum-up. We've had three beers of, first of all, we went to Deutschland.
Yeah, we went to Deutschland. We went to Berlin. There was a horrible accent. I'm sorry, Germany. and we had Moll or Molly or something like that. It's M-O-L-L-E.
We then
went to, where did these guys even come from? Somewhere.
Maybe it's Thornbridge.
Buxton.
Thornbridge. Maybe it's
Thornbridge. Well, that's Thornbridge. The brewery. I didn't know if Thornbridge was a place.
I don't know.
It's
say it with enough conviction.
Oh, it's Bakewell.
You say enough conviction
we
it
had
is.
Had Thornbridge Jaipur.
That's the winner of the show.
J-A-I-P-U-R. And they win today. What they win is not a brand new car. They just win...
Our respect.
Being better than the others.
Better than another two.
And we had Flying Dog Snake Dog IPA.
That was okay.
Which was... It was alright.
Yeah.
You know what? Not everybody can be great. And
the thing is, it's better than the shite you get in Tesco's. Yeah. In the...
If that was in... You know, if you went into, say, Booze Buster... And he wanted a really late night pint, and you're like, fuck, I've got to go to Booze Buster. And there was that.
You've got to say the words, I've got to go to Booze Buster. You've probably got a problem.
That or John Smith's. You're going to go for that.
Well, I think it's a lot higher than a lot.
It's a Sunday night. You know, Booze Buster's open a bit longer than Tesco.
It's a lot higher than a lot of other beers. Yeah. You know, it's a good,
and actually,
it's a nice drink. It's flavoursome. It's just...
You forget it's 7.1%.
Yeah.
It's a high percentage for its flavour.
You know, it's,
it's just nothing particularly out there and inspiring.
I think that's the other thing with this show is that we're having so many great beers. Beers that would quite normally, or certainly at a certain point in our culinary drinking history, would have been an amazing beer.
Mm-hmm.
But we've indulged ourselves in some absolutely fantastic beers. We're almost killing off beers that are fantastic in their own right and good. And then what we're turning around and going, and that's just purely because the beer industry at the moment, or the craft beer industry, is absolutely fantastic. They're coming out with some absolutely amazing flavours. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you probably understand that because you're probably drinking regularly. But if
that
you're not,
sounds like a problem.
If you're not, get out there and fucking drink.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how many of these on our scale are still here in 5 years' time.
What do you mean, the actual brews?
Yeah, and you know, maybe the particular beers that they're doing, maybe they scale right back, or they just go, actually, it didn't work.
Well, it'll be interesting completely how it's going, because obviously craft beer is popular at the moment. It's a fad, and if that going forward will stay, is a question that I suspect only time will tell. But I can't imagine people drinking this sort of stuff and then going backwards.
Well, you'd hope not.
You know, back when, you know, when the mass-produced pissy lagers came in, the stuff that was being produced wasn't very inspiring. You know, dirty bit. Oh, from what I gather from hearing people like me father go on, you know, back in the 70s, it was quite dirty, horrible beers as you really, you know, beers. And then,
yeah,
then the mass-produced stuff come on that was different and cleaner and had more marketing. And now this stuff's coming out. It's just like, you know, worlds.
Yeah, we're coming out with some very kind of interesting, strong and clean flavours.
But not necessarily, you know, some of them's not strong. Like that,
oh, well, yeah.
Jupiter, like, or whatever it's bloody called.
Jupiter or Jiper or... It's a very clean, not a strong flavour. It's
very clean. It's
well rounded.
It's very well rounded. It's obviously had a lot of thought, a lot of somebody's perfected a recipe, and you know, it's that thing of time and quality and price point. Because obviously, a lot of these beers are so much higher in the price point. If you are looking to get drunk quickly, most of the time this isn't the way to go, because if you go down and you get your...
No, cast screen washes.
You know, your strong lagers or something like that, then you go down that route. Now, there's certainly a mentality, or certainly, especially the 90s and early noughties, there was that thing of, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
And that's obviously changing to, well, actually, what I want is a decent pint, and if I get drunk... So be it.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that in kind of the fads of other drinks coming back through as well. So the likes of gin and things, which kind of died off and now are getting a bit of a revival in terms of, because gin's got various.
But then food, I think. And I'm a massive foodie. You like food, and I love food. It's my other passion. You can tell by the
canny man moves.
And I think the restaurant industry. And the quality of restaurants and little pop-up restaurants and things like that is coming in at the same time. It's absolutely fantastic. As somebody that appreciates his palate, it's probably the best time ever to be alive for food.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, do you think that this is possibly a push of people being social and out the house more? Compared to the 90s and noughties, where people might have been more, you know, shut in. And
wearing kappa jackets.
Yeah, and kind of sat in the house.
I just think that sort of people are going around, and, you know, if we take burgers, at one point you were at McDonald's and that's what people are going. Now they go to these places that do more handmade burgers. I don't like the handmade burger company because of the bloody fortune, but that one comes to mind.
Yeah.
Where you go, and I'm not a burger, or I don't like mass-produced burger, like a burger, but it's got to be good quality. And now I can actually go out to places and get a burger, and it's a nice burger, and it, you know, with real meat. And I think it's just the quality of things that have come on a bit, and a mixture of a lot of things is come together to be a very, very good time for taste buds.
Yeah. So I mean,
long rail, let it rain, and let's continue and innovate and make nicer and nicer things. So hopefully in 10 years' time, we're looking back now. I'm going, oh, that was bloody horrible stuff. You know, oh, that what we rated like 70 whatever. And no, we're going to put it down really low. Hopefully then breweries are then making far better things and then food. That's what I hope.
Yeah.
And that's why my scale to represent why we've only got into the 80s at the moment, because my scale is that I think going forward we're going to get better. We're going to have far better beers in the future. We're going to have far better food, and everything's going to get better.
I mean, I find it quite interesting in terms of our scale. We've not got anything lower than 45 on there yet.
Haven't reviewed John Smith's yet?
No, we haven't. And
I was tempted then to buy one today, and then I thought you were going to tell us to piss off.
You know, I definitely think we should. I don't know if it would get as low as 11.
I can't remember that long time.
There's still, you know, chances could get worse.
There's Carlin.
It's interesting, but, you know, we could have a very kind of big bit of our scale with no beers in.
Yeah, because
actually the tastes, flavours and everything maybe else we need to, made such a jump.
Yeah, maybe what we need to do is drink our own piss.
And then compare it to Foster's.
To then Carlin, put that on the scale. Then put John Smith's on the scale.
I mean, I don't really want to drink your wee.
And Ron, do you think we're heathens?
I'm not drinking your wee.
No, you have to drink your own. So, we're not heathens.
So I drink mine and you drink yours.
Yes. Oh, but maybe we'll have to swap to review.
That, well, that's what I was thinking. Oh, right, yes, so the same to... drink here. And, I don't really want to review your piss.
Maybe it's like a whiskey and we should like mix them.
Just put a drop of water in.
Yes.
See if that releases the flavour.
Mine will taste mainly of hops and coffee.
Oh.
I suspect. If I take a piss taste, why you taste? Let's drink with formal shot. Piss edition.
let's not do that.
Some granny piss.
That's mean.
Should we maybe leave the good folk
to
go home if they're still listening to us? How did we go from a massive, massive rant on sort of how good craft beer is
to drinking each other's piss? I really don't know. depending on how you listen to us, don't forget we've got a website with all our podcasts on, formalshark.co.uk.
You can have an RSS feed from that.
Yeah, so that
we're
can...
We're on iTunes.
We are on iTunes.
We always forget about iTunes.
Yeah. So you can get us in your podcast feed, download of things through our webpage. You can get us on iTunes and that'll do whatever iTunes bollocks it does.
Go to Twitter. There's often tweets on there about beers, what we're drinking.
We're quite Twitter friendly. We're not as on Facebook as
Facebook,
much.
Well.
But that gets our tweets. So if you're not a Twitter person, join the Facebook.
Yeah, we monitor the Facebook. Yeah. You mentioned something. And occasionally I do put something on that's more that or a forward from somebody else or something that's all beer related mostly at the moment. Occasionally I might call some politician a dickhead.
Yeah. Especially if they call people angry racists or whatever.
I didn't say anything to her. Because we obviously do have a little bit of a political side, but don't worry, we're good politics, not Nigel Farage.
Well, we don't want to ruin those kind of people.
Yes, we do. If you're a far-right wanker, don't listen to this. I'm quite happy to lose. I'm quite happy. Well, no, there's a difference. These people like good beer, not swill around.
To be fair, there probably isn't one podcast going, oh, well, they're talking about that overly hopped, horrible beer.
Yes.
What a bunch of dickheads they are.
Sometimes they do... foreign muck! I want me good beer. Me good, warm beer that tastes of water. That's all I want to drink. That is being Nigel Farage. Obviously, what I would go is I would go, I'm going to be the common man with my pint of beer, even though I am very, very rich.
Potentially acting like Nigel Farage. We don't want to get sued here. You are not being Nigel Farage.
Yes. If I was being Nigel Farage,
I would have undone your wheels.
I'd be a fog-faced asshole. God, we are getting very political.
Yeah, very political. Right, and don't forget to email in
don't like Nigel Farage. Good night. God bless you. No, don't God bless. I don't believe in God.
Just love yous.
Yeah. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob and edited by Phil.